Good morning with us on a Friday as our political observer, Alan Shar, talked. The lockbox keeps building and, well, the fund drive doesn't have to start on Monday.
No, it doesn't. It will. I love the fund drive, by the way. I don't want to make any apologies for it. I think it's just great because people begin to say hello to people on the other side of our listening area. Everybody knows somebody. We talk about Pete. We talk about the way in which the country is going. I mean, it really is a very wonderful thing. And I tell you, you know, a week of fund drive is a lot. It takes a lot out of the staff and it takes a lot out of everybody. But we're all in it together. And I've said it a million times. It seems trite, but we are in it together. We made this thing together. We got to keep this thing together. We've already made $308,000 in the fund drive, in the lockbox. Let's get it to $400,000. Let's let everybody just do something right now. And the load will be lightened and we'll be able to do it by next Friday, maybe. And I'm sure we can if everybody just does something now. Look, we make $100,000 a day, David, during the fund drive, and here's a chance to make about $90,000 in the next 3 days, and we'll be there. We'll be at $400,000. It'll be great.
Starts Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
First Lady Michelle Obama is visiting New England today, Alan, on behalf of Democrats running for governor in Massachusetts and Maine. Of course, in Massachusetts, she's stumping for Attorney General Martha Coakley. Do these kinds of endorsements work?
Well, I think in the hard case, it works. You know, this is a very dynamic, very strong woman who is very admired in this country. She's terrific. She's thoughtful. She's a mother. She has a sense of style for whatever it's worth in this crazy world of ours. And people just want to emulate her. So sure, some people it helps with, some people it doesn't. But in the case of Martha Coakley, she needs all the help she can get. And I got to tell you, it's a rough race for her. It's very close. Her opponent is leading by 1 or 2 points. That's when they send in the troops.
Now to a story, a very interesting story in the Times, Alan. The headline is, in Secret Service, some blacks see a flawed shield for the president. Charles Ellison, who wrote for a black-oriented online news site, says there could be only two reasons that the Secret Service protection for President Obama is slipping these days. He wrote, either agents missed the memo that he's the first black president, or they really are just that overwhelmed.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, anything is possible. I just think, you know, this is sloppiness. It needs to be corrected. On the other hand, you know, there are a lot of nutty people out there. And we know that this president particularly needs to be protected because there are people, if you read the blogs and the rest of the things, who say terrible things. And, you know, Ellison may have a point. Maybe they didn't get the memo that this is a country of inclusion. But whatever, this is a disgraceful situation and it has to be corrected. The president has called in one of his most trusted guys to do this. Let's just hope that everybody gets on board. And hey, if the Secret Service people who are there can't do it, fire them.